A lot of attention was paid this week to the list that both major party presidential candidates provided to Blender magazine of their favorite songs. Barack Obama seemed to favor the Fugees, the Stones, Aretha Franklin, and U2. John McCain really likes ABBA. I mean, really. He put two of their songs on his top 10 list, including his number one favorite, Dancing Queen. He also likes Louis Armstrong, the Beach Boys, and Merle Haggard. But there is one artist, and only one artist, who made the lists of both presidential contenders, the one, the only, ladies and gentlemen, the chairman of the board.
Start spreading the news.
You know, there's only one other name you think of when you think of Frank Sinatra, and that's Jonathan Schwartz, the Sinatra scholar and platter spinner. He hosts the Sunday show on member station WNYC and joins us from their studios there. Jonathan, so nice to be with you.
Hello, Scott. Same thing from here.
Any symbolism you see in both candidates picking Sinatra songs?
No. I think that the strength, the honor of the music, the integrity of the singing has stretched through time and has touched both of these guys.
Let me get you to take a look at each of them. Senator McCain's Sinatra pick, and I must confide, this is the one I would choose, is I've Got You Under My Skin.
I've got you under my skin. I have got you deep in the heart of me.
Any meaning you read into this? So
well,
or why do you think John McCain likes this? A bit of pop psychology.
I have no idea except for the fact that that record is iconic, perhaps the greatest recording of popular music made in this country in the 20th century. So I can't account for John McCain's attraction to it, except to say that it invaded his heart in the way that it invaded so many others.
Senator Obama lists a single that I think it's safe to say is less well known, and that's You'd Be So Easy to Love.
You'd be so easy to love, so easy to idolize all others above.
That's an arrangement by Johnny Mandel. And it's a part of the first album that he made for his own record company, Reprise. It's called Ring-a-Ding-Ding, the actual album. As for Obama, I guess he heard it and liked it. The interesting thing, Scott, is both songs are by Cole Porter.
Oh, that's a lapse. I should have noticed that. My word. Now, it's irresistible to notice, as you go through all the titles, what Senator McCain and Senator Obama did not choose. I note, for example, Senator Obama did not choose My Kind of Town.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town.
But Scott, for Obama to have chosen My Kind of Town, Chicago is would have been a political gesture. McCain picked no song about Arizona.
Is there
Sinatra did record by the time I get to Phoenix.
Ooh, did he? Well, of course, it's irresistible to note, Senator McCain didn't choose this song.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel like spring is sprung.
Scott, he theoretically could have chosen September of My Years.
Jonathan, give us a song to go out on.
This recording is a recording of a song by Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer. Harold, who was the composer, used to call certain songs like this his tapeworm songs. In other words, the melody went on, and usually singers addressed the song bombastically. My mama done told me, pow! Not Sinatra and Nelson Riddle.
My mama done told me.
It's about as beautiful and as introspective a recording as you can find, and it is Sinatra's record of Blues in the Night.
A woman's a two-face, a worrisome thing who leave you to sing the blues in the night.
Jonathan Schwartz from WNYC, where he hosts The Sunday Show.
Now the rains are falling, hear the train a calling, ooh-ee, my my mama done told me. Hear that lonesome whistle blowing across the trestle. Ooh-ee. My mama done told me. Ahooey, da hooey, oh clickety clacks echoing back the blues in the night. The evening breeze will start the trees to crying, and the moon will hide its light. When get the blues in the night.
Wow. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.